This is Emerson Eclectic, and back today on a viral video that has been played, you know, not only on social media, but it's being played on talk shows, news programs, and I'm a little shocked as to why it's trending so much, because people are, you know, telling everyone that it's okay, and what it's talking about is how women, not just men, but everyone, women and men, should date multiple people when they're single and in the dating pool. And I guess for me, it was just so surprising that it's such a revelation for everyone, because that's how I have always dated. I have never been an exclusive dater, and to me, dating is not sleeping with someone, having sex with someone, you're not having intercourse with somebody. So let me make that clear, that when I am dating several people, that is not happening. That is not happening. And I do know people who do that. And I think that that can get you really confused, or get you in a lot of trouble with the people that you're dating. Because many of the people who do that are being honest, you know, and I will say up front that if you are dating several people and you are becoming intimate in those relationships, meaning having sex of any kind, and we're talking any kind of sex, anything that gives someone an orgasm is sex. And that can lead to emotions and intimacy, but also it can lead to sexually transmitted diseases. So you really need to be honest with the people that you are dating if you are having sex with multiple people. And you need to tell them, I am having sex with three other people, right? Or I'm having sex with whoever I want to, whatever it is, right? Or I'm having sex with one other person. All people involved that are connected to you, they need to be tested, and then any other people that they're having sex with needs to be tested. So, you know, unfortunately, this brings out there has to be a lot of honesty in all of those relationships in order for you not to catch HIV, sexually transmitted diseases, HPV, whatever's out there. Right? And there's a lot out there. And we're not even talking about sexually transmitted diseases anymore, because now, you know, we know that COVID-19 is, it transfers through fluids, etc. That's a sexually transmitted disease. If you don't even touch someone, but your penis goes into their vagina, you can get COVID-19 just from that contact. So I'm going to call that a sexually transmitted disease, because it does, they have proven that it transfers through the fluid, sexual fluids. So, you know, not just kissing, but sex. Right. So I think that those kind of diseases should be put on the list of sexually transmitted diseases. I'm sure they probably don't, because it's not just from sexual contact, but, you know, some people, I know during the pandemic, and even now, you know, people were asking, well, what if I wear a mask and I don't touch the person and we just have sex? Well, hello, you're going to get COVID. But a lot of people were asking if that was a possibility, that if we could have sex and not get COVID. Hello? How? I mean, don't people understand, once it's in the body, it is in your fluids of the body. Your body produces those fluids, therefore the disease is in the fluids of being sexually transmitted. Knock, knock on that brain of yours that's obviously wood in there, if you don't understand that, right? So, yeah, you need to be very careful if you are dating several people. Well, and I don't even call, that's not dating. You are having intimate relationships with several people. That's not dating anymore. You have entered a relationship. You may be having multiple relationships, but you are in an intimate relationship with somebody once you cross that border, right? Once you cross that line. So that's something that you have to, distinguish when you're dating. And I want to distinguish in this podcast. When I talk about dating more than one person, I'm not talking about having sex with them. I'm talking about initially getting to know someone and finding out who they are, what they're about, etc. Okay. So I always date more than one person. Let's just, when I'm dating, I always do. Dating is meant for you to meet as many people as you can and find out what you like, what you don't like in a prospective partner. You can do that. You can't do that, should I say, when you're only dating one person. You're only getting to know one person. And, if you're in the dating pool, you need to be looking outside of just one person, right? You can't just be limiting yourself to one person. Now, if you've known somebody for years and then you decide to date, that's a little different. You already have an established friendship, relationship, deep, meaningful relationship with that person. So if you're going to date them, they may, you and that person might say, well, maybe we should just be exclusive because we've known each other for so long. Let's give this a go because you're at a different level. But if you don't know somebody and you've never met them and you're just getting to know them, that's dating. You need to continue to date. Okay. Plus, if someone is really interested in you, the fact that you are not just dating them, that will cause them to, step up a lot quicker, step up to the plate a lot quicker, to let you know how they feel about you. Because you're not the only person, and they're not the only person that you're dating, and they know that you're not exclusive with them. So they can be more honest because, number one, they're not going to hurt you if they decide to walk away. And number two, if they don't want you dating anyone else because they don't want to lose you to someone else, they can voice that opinion a lot sooner because now they know if they don't say something, they're going to lose you, right? Whether they really care for you or they've decided that maybe you aren't their cup of tea, those are two things, on both sides. They'll be more honest with you once they know they aren't the only one that you're dating, right? And I'm not talking about, like I said, I'm not talking about sleeping with everyone you date. Not talking about that. This is dating, spending time, getting to know that other person, getting to know each other, right? These are people you don't know that you've just met, and you need to find out if they're psycho. Or if they have a habit that's going to annoy you, or if they're disgusting, if they have a disgusting habit, that kind of stuff. You need to find out who they are. Do they live with integrity? Like, are they a person of integrity? Are they laid back? Are they outgoing? Are they gregarious? Are they a hard worker? Are they a workaholic rather than a hard worker? Do they have a good work-life balance? Do they realize that you have to work to live and not live to work, right? Are they giving and sweet and nice? Are they good with kids? Are they good with animals? This is what dating's about. You're getting to know somebody. And then, you might even go to the next level. What are the friends and family like? That's, later on in the dating process, after a few months, you might start meeting friends and family. Are there going to be problems there with their relatives? Is somebody a mama's boy or somebody the daddy's girl? Are there family members that are going to cause problems in your life that maybe you don't want to be a part of, right? So, do they have an unhealthy relationship with family, right? Where they won't make a move unless everyone in the family approves it or whatever, right? Although I will advise if you're dating, You want to stay with just you and that person in the first few months. You don't want any outside influences coming in because you want to get to know them. So I would say at least 3 to 4 months before you even introduce anybody to them. And usually, and I think this is smart, people make fun of guys and gals that do this. There are a lot of people that will not introduce somebody they're dating to their friends or their family until they know that they want to become a little more serious with them, until they want to take the relationship to an exclusive, we're just dating each other level, right? Then they might date him for a couple more months and then introduce them. Once they decide they're exclusive, they revel in that exclusive dating for about 2 or 3 more months. And or more, some people take longer, anywhere from 6 months to a year. Sometimes you may not meet who someone's dating because they don't want you to mess it up. Because particularly with older people will hold back and keep that person to themselves for a really long time. And everybody like, oh, when are we gonna meet him? When are we gonna meet him? You're not gonna meet him for a while because I want to make sure that what's happening between this person and me is real. And I want to make sure that we're okay before I bring them into the mess of my family, right? Sometimes you have a drama-filled family, right? And you don't want to introduce them to your family because you want them to realize that you're not the mess that your family is, right? These are all, that's something you have to understand when you're dating is, just because their family's a mess doesn't mean they are. Sometimes people step outside their families and get away from that, right? They were born into that. It wasn't their fault. And they step away from it. Some people move across the country to get away from their families because they know that there's a negative effect there for them, right? So they have moved beyond and are, mentally stable, psychologically stable, whatever. But they don't cut their family off because they love their family. But, they're only going to spend the holidays with them, which is why you see all these crazy holiday movies where, everybody's going nuts at the holidays because somebody hasn't been around for 2 or 3 years or only comes around at the holidays, right? Because they know their families are nuts and they don't want to deal with that anymore. They've grown out of that. Thank you very much for raising me. If you need help, call me. I'll come by on the holidays. I still love you, but you're crazy. Kind of families. So you got to remember that, are people staying outside of those influences because they don't want it to affect the relationship they have with you, which they're happy they finally found someone normal to have a relationship with, and that maybe they might be able to raise a normal family with you, right? Okay. But, they have to be honest about the effects that the family has had on them in the past. They need to tell you about all that, but still, okay. But I find, I have my very drama-filled family. So I find when I go home, there's times that I turn into a different person because I'm just trying to keep the peace while I'm there so I can get in and get out, right? And I have, particularly, I have a sibling that knows that. And then I have a sibling who's married to somebody who knows that. And they're both men who are jerks, right? And they know I'm trying to just keep the peace, have a good time while I'm there, and get out, right? And they will purposely try to start something every single time. And then it turns into a freaking cataclysmic drama. And it got to the point where I stopped going back to the home for the holidays. I just said, you know what? If they're there, I'm not coming. You get rid of them and I'll come. And I said, I'll even come on a separate day. It doesn't have to be actual Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. I'll come maybe a week early and spend some time with you. And it's just me and my parents or me and my siblings, right? That are not crazy. And I'll spend time with you, but I will not spend time with those two people. The brother-in-law and the brother. You can have them over on your holiday and let them fill your life with drama, right? But it seemed like, what was going on is they got off on triggering me, right? They got off on getting me to react, which is manipulative. So those are things that, when you're dating, you don't want somebody coming into that environment. Like, I'm staying away from it. Why would I want to bring my date into that? Right? I've decided to step away from that crazy part of my life, a sibling in a sibling-in-law, you know. I've decided that they're not allowed in my life anymore. So why would I bring my date into that? I'm not going to. You know, I would rather just not go home for the holidays. I'd rather just go to their family for the holidays if they have the same family. And sometimes two people don't have the same family. You know, sometimes you just say, you know what? Let's just stay home for the holidays. Let's just, you know, invite friends over. And you create your own holidays, right? Because the family holidays are too crazy. And then you separately, like he goes back to see his family, you go back to see your family, so you don't have to put them through it. You know, and you know, once you're married, that might change. It may not change. You may think, you may even tell your spouse once you're married, you know, you don't have to come with me. My family's crazy and I wouldn't put anybody through that, right? But, you know, once somebody knows that, once you're in an intimate relationship and a deep relationship, and they know what you're going through, then they understand that they can come with you and just ignore it all. And you have to teach them kind of how to deal with your family members. Anyway, so that's why you wait before you introduce your family to someone that you're dating. You want to know that this is something that you're going to pursue seriously before you do that, right? Same thing with friends. You know, you want to wait on that too. Because you don't need negative opinions swaying you before you get to know somebody, right? Like if a family member says something negative about that person and, or, you know, embarrasses them. I went to, same thing with friends. You know, you don't want them swaying their opinions, right? You keep it just for you two for a while, dating each other. I went to we went to a 4th of July get together at a friend's, and this guy had started dating a new girl. Well, the person that he had dated before had been a blind date that one of the other women there had set him up on. So it was her friend. It was somebody she knew, or a mutual friend that she knew. And so when they broke up and he started dating someone else, she wasn't happy about that. Now, when he invited her to come to this 4th of July get together, which was where all of his friends were and his family were, I think he did it way too soon. You know, and I even told him that day, you're nuts bringing her here today. This is family and friends, and you guys have barely dated. What are you doing? You know? But, you know, he wanted everyone to meet her. He really liked her. I think he was seriously, seriously thinking about this being somebody that he wanted to be with, right? Well, he made the faux pas and brought her into the family and friends. I was talking to her and having a great time with her, and we were getting along great, and she was really happy and telling me about how they've gotten to know each other, blah, blah, blah. And then two of these women came over, which I have never liked these people. I never liked these women. They were married to my ex's friends. I just kind of tolerated them, you know? And we did a lot of stuff with them as a group, but I just would tolerate them. Right? There's certain people you tolerate because you have to, because you're dating someone. And I liked his guy friends. I just didn't like these two women, right? Out of the whole group, these were the only two people I didn't like. So why would I not go spend time with 20 people when there's only two people that I don't like, right? So, but they caused a lot of havoc. I will tell you, they were really toxic people. I'm sure they still are. But I walked away from her to just go to the bathroom or go get something to eat. I can't even remember what was happening. And by the time I got back, she was in tears. We were all sitting, it's by a lake, and we were all sitting in tubes on the water talking. And I got out and I went in, and by the time I got back, she was in tears. She was upset. And then she ended up leaving. And then the guy came to me and accused me of saying something to her. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I walked away for maybe 10 minutes and those two said something to her. Well, long story short, we found out that they told her that he was still seeing his ex-girlfriend. So she lost it and left. And I told her, I said, you know, I caught her before she left. I said, he told me he's not seeing her. I have not seen her around. these people were the ones that fixed them up together, so they're trying to mess it up because they want to get them back together. They're trying to mess up your relationship. Don't let them do that. She still left. There's a perfect example. I mean, she told me they were intimate now and they were having sex, and that's what upset her, is that if he was seeing someone else. I said, well, that's something you need to work out with him. But if he's telling you he's not seeing her, he's not seeing her. I don't know that he would lie about that. I've known him for years. So that's just an example of people meddling. Those girls knew very well that he was not seeing her, the ex. But they made her think that because they wanted to get rid of her. And I tell you what, it worked. It worked. He ended up back together with with his ex. They ended up married. But guess what? They're divorced. Because it wasn't who he wanted to be with. He really liked this other person. And it's sad. It's sad that people meddle like that, but they do, right? Friends, the other thing you have to deal with too, and I've dealt with this, and I think everybody's probably dealt with this because there's always some crazy person in the group that does this. Friends trying to steal your date away when you're first initially getting to know somebody. So they think, well, you're not exclusive, you're still dating other people. Fair game. And there are a lot of people that if you're not even married, if you're still engaged, they think it's fair game if they steal your partner away. I mean, those are the psychos, right? When you hear someone say, well, they're not married yet, that's a psycho. You don't interfere in people's relationships. Let those relationships play out because, you're going to end up being the catalyst or the reason that they're going to blame for that relationship ending, and then you're not going to be in a relationship with them anymore either. So don't be psycho. But yeah, friends trying to steal your date away before you even have a chance to know them, right? And I've had that. What are now ex-friends. I don't talk to them anymore because they're psycho. Go behind my back and they throw themselves sexually at someone I'm dating. And unfortunately, there are men out there who, I've dated these guys and they wanted to proceed sexually with me, but I was telling them, I'm not just dating you, I'm dating other people. That's not on the table right now until we are exclusively dating each other. Okay? We're not even going to proceed to that until we're exclusively dating each other. So then my friend goes behind my back, starts telling lies to these guys about me. This has happened to me more than once. It's crazy. And then they throw themselves at him and they have sex with him. They have sex with this person I'm dating. Well, of course, that guy is going to stop dating me and go off and be with them. Well, then they have their, 2 or 3 months of sex, and then he realizes that there's nothing there that he actually really liked me, which is why he was waiting to be intimate with me because he actually cared about me and actually liked me. And now he's blown it. He's blown it with me because I know that he went off with my friend. And that's a huge red flag when somebody does that. You do not want to be with somebody who's going to go behind your back, talk behind your back with another woman, and then have sex behind your back with another woman, right? So, I mean, eventually they decided to go off on their own together because that was the goal of the woman, the manipulative, crazy woman who did this to them. Was to steal them away from me because she just wanted to feel like she could take somebody from me. And sometimes that's because they're jealous of you because of your career. They're jealous of you because of the way you look. They're jealous of you because of how many friends you have. That's usually some sort of envy or jealousy that these women have towards you that they want to steal someone away from you. Or they're jealous of all the guys you're dating. I mean, at that time, I was dating 4 or 5 different guys. And this is when I learned not to bring those guys into a friend group. Because, I was trying to get to know them and let them get to know me. And so I was bringing them to events where friends were, family were. I made those mistakes early on, And this was one of the results that taught me you don't bring them around until months later, until you know this is somebody that you want to. You have an agreement between each other that you're exclusive, right? Okay, so the two times that that happened, I've had what are now ex-friends do that, right? Go behind my back, throw themselves. And the two times that happened, neither guy stayed with that woman, right? And those guys ended up regretting it because, now they saw how manipulative and crazy that that person was to use sex to betray me. That's the other thing. They also saw how they betrayed their friend. I mean, they're all red flags flying right in front of their face, and they just kept going. These guys just kept going, even though red flags were just flying free right in their face. This person's a red flag. Oh, there's another red flag. Oh, there's another red flag. And they just kept going towards that crazy person. Unfortunately, this was probably a lesson for those guys that I dated. Look what you did, right? So now those men, when I've bumped into them over the years, one guy will just hug me, won't let me go. He's like so regretful, knows that he screwed up, that he could have been much better. I mean, the girl that did that with him was just after money. It was pretty obvious, and I'm, you know. And when he would tell me, he'd be tell me stuff that other people had said to him, I'd be like, "Who said that to you?" And then now I realize it was her. She was telling all these lies to him, and I'd be like, "It's not true." And whoever said that to you, if that's all it takes for you to, doubt me, then we can't date. I mean, that's what ended up happening with him. When he was kept bringing these stuff up, and I was like, "Listen, this is over. You can't keep accusing me of things that are lies that somebody else is telling you, and you're not telling me who it is." Well, because he was sleeping with her behind my back. I think they ended up getting married, and he's the one that comes up and hugs me all the time, and just won't let me go. And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, because you're in a crazy marriage. Have fun with that." Right? Okay, so these guys have told me, that they wish they hadn't done it, right? Because they lost me. They've been really frank about that, oh my God, I really cared about you, and then I did this and I screwed up and I lost you. Correct. Correct. You lost me. Anyone caving to a friend's sexual advances while they're dating you? Huge red flag. Just remember that. So another reason to avoid bringing somebody that you've just started dating into that fold, right? Because these kind of things can happen. I mean, I'm sure that's not even the beginning of the list. There's so many crazy people out there who, when they see you with a good-looking, successful, fun guy who actually really cares about you and is looking at you with those lovey eyes, that's what they want. And they think that if they can take that person from you, that's what they're going to get. But they're not you. And you're not them. There's a reason that certain people are with certain people. There are certain attractions that people have to some people and not to others. There are certain people who can get along with someone and not to others. So if somebody is with your friend, they're probably not going to be, it's probably not going to be the same with you. You're a different person. You're a unique person. Have enough self-worth to know that and not have to steal somebody else's boyfriend. And to realize that just because it's great with those two doesn't mean it's going to be great with you two. It's logical common sense. Keep it just you two for a while when you're dating to avoid those kinds of messes because it can get messy, right? Well, and so on. You're getting to know someone, really know them, really know who they are without all those distractions, right? And especially the distracting sex goggles. I'm telling you, with those sex goggles on, once you have sex with somebody, you stop seeing them for who they are because it's all about sex from that point on, right? Like initially, when you first have sex with somebody, it's like sex, sex, sex. You're having sex all the time because it's somebody new, it's a new experience. You're touching and hugging. It feels good, right? It feels good. You're getting that dopamine high from sex, from the first love, from great new sex. It's like a drug. So that's what the sex goggles are. It's just like beer goggles or alcohol goggles. You're having the sex goggles, right? And you all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. It blurs your decision making. It blurs how you see that person because now you're not looking at them as just this person that you know that you're getting to know. Now you're looking at him, oh, I'm falling in love. I'm having sex with this person. No, you're not. It did it. You went too fast. You did it too soon. You didn't get to know them. And, outside opinions and influences, are going to come into play because you've got those sex goggles on. Your intuition is not going to work as well once you've had sex or once you're bringing other people into your relationship. Your intuition is not going to work as well because you're going to start listening to people and going, ah, maybe they're right, maybe they're right. Or you're going to be having sex and not seeing somebody for who they truly are because you're like, oh, my love, right? So your intuition can't be at play like it usually is when you're just getting to know somebody and you don't have anything invested in that relationship, right? If a guy isn't okay with you dating just to get to know each other, or a girl, if he wants to, or they or she wants to push it into exclusivity like right away, just so he can rush you into sex or she can rush you into sex, well, that's not the right person, right? I mean, you do know that, right? That's not going to be a deep, meaningful relationship. And I'm not saying that it can't turn into a deep, meaningful relationship once you step back and slow down and, wait a minute, I do really like you. We need to really just get to know each other. We're going too fast, whatever, right? But those are red flags. When somebody's trying to make it exclusive really fast, they're love bombing you. Look that up. Love bombing means they're just doing all this great stuff. I love you, I love you, I love you. Sex, sex, sex. Because they're trying to distract you from who they are. They don't want you to really see who they are. And a lot of people might do that once you start getting deep into who they are, and then they see that you're going to find out something that they don't want you to find out, and then they'll love bomb you and rush you into sex because they don't want to lose you. Because once you find out how crazy they are, you're going to walk away. And they know it. They know it. Right? He, she is a controlling, manipulative person if they're doing this, right? Because they're trying to stop you from knowing who they truly are and giving you the chance and the benefit of a doubt, but the chance to make your own decisions, but also the benefit of the doubt that you may understand what they've been through. You may be okay to get to know them a little bit more, even though they have those issues. They're not giving you the benefit of the doubt. They're rushing you into something. Run fast in the other direction if this is happening to you, right? Because this person has too many issues and they need to work whatever that is out. They need to be okay with you finding out who they are. And then, people with self-worth will stand in front of you and say, hey, yeah, all this stuff has happened to me, but I'm a great person. If you can't see that, there's the door. Because they don't need to manipulate you. They don't need to mess with your head or push you into sex. Because they're okay with being by themselves. Because they're their own person. They have enough self-worth, self-esteem to know they're going to be okay alone. They have been alone and they can be alone. Most people who are rushing you into a relationship are the people who maybe just broke up with somebody because they are psycho or manipulative or abusive or whatever. And they can't be alone with themselves because they know what a rotten person they are. They can't spend time alone with themselves because they don't like themselves. They don't have enough self-worth to hang out with themselves. They need someone else to be what they want to be. That's what happens with a lot of these kinds of relationships. They're trying to bring you into their life because you will now become what everybody sees and everybody will associate with them. Sort of like that's why they call it a trophy girlfriend or a trophy boyfriend or a trophy husband, wife. Those are the people that block. They block everyone from seeing who you really are because they're too busy looking at how great that person is, right? That person that you have on your arm is beautiful, wonderful, sweet, giving. That's a distraction from who they are as a rotten person. Because they haven't gotten the psychological help they need, they haven't gotten the counseling they need, they haven't dealt with their addiction, they haven't dealt with their past, their abuse from their family, whatever. They haven't dealt with that kind of stuff, so you're kind of that shield of distraction in front of them to cover up who they are. Okay. It is actually fun to date. I want people to understand that. I don't want you to think, like, I'm saying all this stuff, oh God, it's a horror. It is fun to date. It is fun to date more than one person. Getting to know those people, it's always an enjoyable experience to get to know someone for the first time. It's scary to get to know someone for the first time. And it's, you know, daunting to get to know somebody for the first time. Because, you know, you don't know what you're going into. This is all new territory. Of course it's scary to date someone at some point. But also, you're dating. So you're not exclusive. You can step away from it and say, well, you know, I've been dating you and other people. Once they know that you're dating more than one person, you can say, well, at this time, you know, if you decide somebody's nuts or whatever, you can say, at this time, I've decided to sort of just date this other person for now. We've decided that we've developed feelings for one another, and I'm just going to go take that route. Now, people might get mad about that, but, you know, because they may be developing more feelings for you, or they may be developing those kind of sick feelings, you know, like I was talking about, they want to manipulate you because you're that person they want to use as a shield. But, you know, that way, once you're dating a lot of people, you can say, listen, I'm going to start dating someone else exclusively, or I really don't think we're a match, you know, or you can just tell someone, you know, I've decided to stop dating altogether. Sometimes that's the best thing to do. I've done that in the past. I've just said, instead of hurting someone, I've just said, listen, I've just decided I'm not ready to date right now. I need to do some work on myself, and, you know, I'm just going to stop dating altogether. Now, when they see you out with somebody else later, that might be, you know, then you can say, well, I just didn't want to hurt you. You know, I just was trying to, you know, well, or you can say, I decided at that time I wasn't going to date, but then this person came back into my life and I decided to date them exclusively. You know, let them off the hook. So getting to know people is kind of a good experience, you know, and sometimes people end up being friends with those people because they decide they're not compatible as a dating couple, but boy, they really like him as a friend. They really like him as a person, right? But there's just something not there to take it any further into the love relationship, right? So you get to know what you like about people when you date more than one person, right? You get to know what you like about people, what you dislike about people, what sort of things you can tolerate. You know, it tells you a lot about yourself when you're dating different people too. It's a really positive thing. It tells you, you know, when you see what you like and what you don't like, or what you can handle, what you can't handle. You know, you may find that you're not ready to date once you've started dating several people that, wow, wait, you know, I'm not ready to be exclusive with somebody. I just want to be with myself. I just want to go off and backpack across Europe. I just want to go off and travel the world, or I want to concentrate more on my career. Or if you have been divorced, you have kids, I want to concentrate more on my kids. You know, it might tell you, hey, I'm not ready to date right now. I have other things in my life that fill my life, and I don't need to be with somebody else right now. Or, you know, a lot of people are probably going to laugh at, because this is a sex positive podcast, and say, you may not need sex right now. Maybe the vibrators are enough. Maybe fantasizing about the different men in your life is enough. You know, when you masturbate, maybe that's enough. You know, you may just be not ready for that right now. You know, there's a lot of reasons that people decide not to date, right? And it's okay. It's okay to do that. This is your life. Don't let people tell you, you can't date more than five people, or you have to be exclusive with everybody you date, or you have to date people. You can't be alone. I hate when people come up, oh, I hate seeing that you're alone and that you're not married or you're not dating somebody. I hate that. Well, you know, you don't know what's going on in my life. I might be happy at this juncture, not dating somebody. Or you might be happy not dating someone, right? Or, you know, you may just be having, you know, dalliances, you know, one-nighters and things like that with people. Being honest with the people you're having one-nighters with and letting them know all the sexual encounters that you're having so you can get tested, blah, blah, blah. And we talked about this earlier in the podcast. Make sure you are doing that because you don't want to be spreading diseases or sexually transmitted diseases. But also you don't want to hurt somebody, right? When they find out you're having sex with more than one person and they think you're exclusive with them. I mean, that's what I would think. If somebody was having sex with me, I would think they were exclusive with me if they didn't tell me that they weren't. And I did have one person that didn't tell me that they were having sex with other people, and I found out, and it scared me. I was so scared after I found out. I was like, oh my God, you didn't tell me. Oh, I went straight to the doctors the next day. I said, this is, you know, I actually went to Planned Parenthood. I said, this is an emergency. Somebody just told me that they have been having sex with somebody for some time while they've been having sex with me. I'm scared. I'm really scared that they may have given me something. And I want to make sure. And this, you know, after HIV came out, you know, you know, that's the one thing everybody thinks of first. I could be getting HIV here, right? So the fact that they didn't tell me means they're not telling other people. So this can get sticky real fast and get scary really fast. I'll never forget it. I was just like, you once he told me, I was like, I just got up and left. I got up and left. I was like, I'm out. You know, you didn't tell me. Oh my God. This is scary. You should never do this to people. And I immediately called and got into Planned Parenthood. And unfortunately, nothing was wrong. I didn't have anything. And I did call him and say that, but I told him, you really need to tell the people you're having sex with, that you're having sex with more than one person so that they can all go get tested. And you need to go get tested as well. And then their partners need to get tested and so forth and so on. That's why, you know, going out and meeting people, one night stands that you don't know is really dangerous. Really dangerous. That's how HIV ended up spreading so quickly in the gay community. It wasn't just spreading in the gay community when HIV first came out. It was spreading in the heterosexual community too, but it wasn't spreading as fast because people were being more honest with each other in the heterosexual relationships, I guess. Whereas gay people, they meet, back then it was sort of like they were meeting, guys were meeting in bathhouses and things like that, and they didn't even know guys' names. You know, these are men, so they were having sex with a lot of different men. We all know how men are. So, you know, that's why HIV ended up spreading so quickly in the gay community, the male gay community. I don't think it spread as quickly in the lesbian community or the heterosexual community. So that's why it ended up spreading so quickly in the gay community, because they were so willy-nilly about who they were having sex with. And they were having, you know, orgies and all that, you know, and that's why it spread so fast. And I'm not saying any of that's wrong. You can do whatever you want sexually with a consenting adult partner as long as you are both aware and consenting that that's okay and you're wearing condoms and taking the precautions that you need to not have sexually transmitted diseases spread. Because you're not just hurting yourself when you do that. You're hurting all the people that have had sex with those people. And we're not talking just the one person you're having sex with. Then it's, okay, the three people that they're having sex with, how many people have they had sex with? And then those people, how many have they had sex with? So forth and so on. And then that branch just keeps growing, right? And it turns out to be more and more people are coming in contact with that one person who's had sex with three people. Right? And it just keeps branching out because, of course, if that person who's had sex with three people knows that the people he's having sex with are having sex with three other people, so forth and so on, because they're more open about, you know, sex, it just gets worse and worse. So you have to be really careful when you're doing that. So, yeah, I can't say that more. But yeah, so it keeps you from eventually, dating people. It helps you get to know people. It helps you to branch out. It helps you to get to know yourself. But it also will teach you, like I said, something about yourself, what you can tolerate, what you can't tolerate. But it will also keep you from eventually making someone else miserable, right? Because now you know what you want. If you've dated many people, several people, whatever, and gotten to know different kinds of people, then when you choose your lifetime partner, if that is something that you want to do, is choose a lifetime partner, because sometimes people never choose a lifetime partner. Sometimes they just stay, swinging their whole life. That's okay, as long as the people that you're with are okay with that. But when you choose a lifetime partner, you're going to know so much more about what you want, what you don't want. So when you make that choice, it's going to be a really good choice. And you're going to know that that person is right for you, that they fit. I mean, no one's going to fit perfectly, but you are going to know that that person fits. And you're going to be happy with them. Because you're going to know that you dated a bunch of people and you went out there and you looked and you surveyed the crowd and you now know what was out there. There's not going to be any FOMO. You're not going to regret what you've chosen to, or who you've chosen to marry, right? Because you've already been out there and looked and you know what's out there. You've dated enough people to know that there's many, many fish in the sea, but now there's only one person who perfectly fits to you, right? And they may not be totally perfectly fit to you, but they are the best choice that you could have made to spend your life with. And you'll have no regrets because you've dated all those other people, right? Not had sex with them, dated those other people. Now, someone might want to also, explore different sexual partners so that they don't regret that either. But like I said, make sure those people know that you are sleeping with more than just them, right? And that's okay. You can do that. Men and women might want to try on different types of people sexually in the bedroom, so that once they choose someone, they don't have any regrets. They don't go to bed with this person and have sex with them and think, I don't know what it's like to be with anyone else. And I do encourage that. I do encourage you to go out and have more than one sexual experience. Now, for some people, that's not an option. They don't want to do that. That's okay. But for other people, that's all they want to do. They want to keep having sexual experiences. Well, then there's everybody who falls into in the middle who, maybe they just want to make sure that they're not going to regret never having sex with another person. And I will say this. A lot of people will say, no, this isn't true. You should only stay with one person. That's what makes it special. And for those people, that's true. Other people might say, no, you need to explore everyone. Gotta sleep with as many people as possible. Even when you're in a relationship, you should be swinging and sleeping around. Da, da, da. Again, be cautious. That's those people. But I think it's healthy to make sure that you've had more than one sexual experience so that you not only are learning how to please one another, but that you have a wider view of what sex is. I mean, there's lots of reasons. But then once you get into a relationship that's exclusive for the rest of your life, you don't look back and regret. You don't look back and regret. And I think having more than one sexual partner can is a positive in an exclusive relationship that you end up staying in for the rest of your life, because you've learned stuff from other people, right? You've learned some sexual things from other people. if you've been more open about sex and learning about sex education and the things that can please people, maybe you've gone through the Kama Sutra book with someone. That, I think, is a great idea to try the different positions, see what you like, what you don't like, what's uncomfortable. I think it's a great idea to do that, actually. Maybe if you've been curious about the same sex, having sex with maybe women wanting to have sex with women, men wanting to have sex with men, and you've tried that to make sure that that's not something that you want to do. I'm not saying everybody has to do that. I'm just saying if you've been curious about it, or you've been aroused by someone who's the same sex as you, and you want to see if that's something that you want to delve into, maybe you're bisexual. Maybe you'll find out that you're gay, that you don't want to go back to being with heterosexual partners. Maybe you'll find out that you've been pushing that down and you're really gay. So exploring those kind of things is, I think, is great because then you end up being happier with yourself. And in the end, you end up being happier in your relationship once you decide to stay with one person because you have tried all of that and you know what you want and you know what you don't want. Just like dating all the different people, you know who you want and you know who you don't want, and you know what you want in those people. So, yeah. Go out there and live life. It's your life. You can do whatever you want. Now, you are going to be affecting other people when you're dating and/or having sex with other people. So you have to keep in mind that you have to, be cognizant of that, of those people, and not hurt other people just because you're trying to experiment or whatever, right? But don't hurt other people. Make sure that they understand why you're doing what you're doing. And make sure that you're not telling someone you're exclusive with them when you're not. But yeah, explore those things in your life so that once you come down to that person, and you'll know it. You'll know when you come to that person, when you find that person who is the one, because you've done everything that you've needed to do for you to know this is it. I tell people the same thing when they're breaking up with someone. Know that you have tried everything to make that relationship work before you walk out the door so that you don't look back and regret and be like, oh, I should have done that. I should have tried this. Oh my gosh, I wish I hadn't broke up with that person because I should have done this, that. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you have asked them for everything you need from them and you have tried everything you should try with them to try and make that relationship work before you walk out the door because you do not want to look back and regret. That is the worst thing. That will stay with you for the rest of your life if you look back and regret, right? Same thing with your life. Try everything that you want to try. It is your life, it is not her life, his life. Your parents' life, your siblings' life, your friends' life. It is your life. Do with your life what you want. Like I said, if you want to go backpack across Europe, go do it. If you want to have sex with more than one person, go do it. If you want to date more than one person, go do it. Your life. And don't let people judge you. Because it's a decision that you need to make within yourself, and you know what you need to do to get to the other side of that decision, or the things that you need to find out. I'm a real proponent for people to do what they need to do. Don't listen to other people. Now, if you want to ask people for advice, that's fine. But in the end, every decision you make in your life is your decision. Whether you've been influenced by somebody or not, whether you have had some sort of subject matter influence you or not, it's your decision. Take responsibility for it. A lot of people do get manipulated and a lot of people get controlled. There's reasons for that. Look at why that happened. Some people get forced into things when they don't want to do it, right? So there are reasons for those things. But in the end, those free decisions that you make for yourself, that's free will. That's your free will to do what you want to do with your life. When you have those sort of decisions, don't blame anybody else. and go do it. And dating other people or dating more than one person is okay. This girl's podcast, or this girl's, it's on Instagram, I think it might be on TikTok. She's an African American woman, pretty heavy chested on top, and wears the wigs and the nails and the makeup and everything. But she, she's basically saying, do it, date other people, because if you don't, you will look back and regret. That's basically what she's saying, and that's what I've told people. That's why I date more than one person. I don't want to regret when I look back that I didn't find somebody who, what if I didn't date that one extra person and that was the love of my life, the perfect person for me, and I listened to everybody else's judgments about dating more than one person, and so I didn't end up finding that person because I listened to what everybody else said. Listen to yourself. And if you think it's okay, go do it. Don't listen to everybody around you. A lot of people live their lives based on what other people think. Don't do that. Listen to yourself. Lead your own life. Live your own life. What do you guys think? What do you think about dating more than one person? Or if you're dating, having sex with more than one person, shouldn't you be telling them that you're doing that? I mean, if you're dating more than one person, you'd be telling people you're dating from more than one person. I hope you wouldn't lie about that. That's kind of a stupid lie to make. But yeah, be honest with people. And what would you do? And what do you think? Message me. Let me know what you think. If there's another podcast or another subject matter you'd like me to do, let me know. Until next time, Amherst Eclectic.